We're back.
And we're back.
Okay.
Again, yeah, with body, the hair on the microphone.
Bonnie's got to make sure she installs all the hair in between episodes.
I have so many animals. Welcome back to, it's really in my mouth, to another episode of.
Just say, why do you always see? Stop.
It's, you gonna say
it's just scary movie
say?
Cast. Scary.
Oh,
spooky.
God.
Oh, like, scary movie and chill podcast.
There's really just.
Will you just handle that?
That cat is covered in cobwebs. That's how I was trying not to pet him. He was covered in cobwebs.
Yeah, right.
I'm your co-host, Bonds, here with a. Charles. He's laying in that bed really awkward.
Well, no, it's because he made a big old mound of it. Charles does a weird double-fisted dig where it's a half hump, half dig when he gets into his.
He doesn't hump. He's never humped.
Well, no, but it's like the way that he does it. It's like he pulls.
It
like,
looks like he's going to.
It looks like he's trying to hump it, but he ends up like digging the
he's
front of the bed.
He's never learned how to hump.
It looks like he's trying to shove it into his wiener.
Yeah, a little
he's
bit.
Like, it's like a reverse hump where he's like using his front
the
legs
to
hump.
The only time I don't like it is when he does it on my bed because I'm like, I don't like the way this looks.
Yeah. Anyways, and he does it when he gets all worked up.
I'm here with.
Toothless
Mike. Toothless gooless Mike.
Yep.
What's new with you?
Well, Bonnie, just the final chapter, and then I'm done talking about these goddamn teeth.
Oh,
it's not even that big.
God,
no,
Michael,
was,
don't
all,
even tell me you're
no, all it was, well, first of all, yeah,
teeth.
I'm here to confront you, Bonnie.
About what?
Did you happen to leave out a little piece of information?
What?
About what that plunger thing was for?
What?
There's like a little syringe.
Yeah, to rinse your mouth out.
But did they explain how it worked to you?
I think she said that you just fill it with the water and you kind of like put it back there, but you don't want to like squirt it hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a gentle bath, I guess, because you're not supposed to swish.
Right.
Because of the suction.
Well,
oh, incidentally, my therapist said she got dry socket when she got her wisdom teeth.
Oh, God,
she had like two dry sockets.
That's horrible.
Yeah. She said it was super painful.
My friend Amanda, she had a dry socket. Ooh. And she was saying that when she got it, they basically took like just like cloth and they soaked it in like clove water.
Because you can't do it right away because I think your blood has to clot there. You
right.
like have to have a clot there.
And if it
then,
doesn't clot, then it turns into dry socket.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
But she just kind of said to just like squirt it back there.
Well, because what ended up happening
was. You don't
was,
remember hearing that?
I just remember seeing this.
Also, the instructions were on the paper.
No, but on right? the paper, there was nothing about the syringe.
Oh.
And so that's why I was like, I can only assume they mentioned it to her. And I was, I thought.
You didn't ask me about.
So I thought. I was like, well, I guess the syringe is probably.
All of a sudden, now I'm in charge of Mike's medical care.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And I was like,
way
well,
past the book.
I'm guessing that the syringe is for, you know, like if things get caught
you
on the.
You didn't put two and two together, Michael. Why else would they give it to
well,
you?
Well, no. So I, what I'm Ooh, telling you.
Skulls, well, a poop, a butt.
No, I'm telling you. What I thought it was for like if like something were to get stuck on the actual stitches because you could still see the stitches
she
and
didn't
I figured
say anything about stitches.
Well, so that's what I thought. It was like a way to like you're saying you can't really swish because like
yeah.
my cheeks were also sutured and so you couldn't like
it's
blow
like
up
what
your,
you do in place of swishing
right except
gargling?
So after well, I can't remember what so this so last Thursday night so the I was able to start eating solid foods on that Friday. And so I was like, all right,
let's
here we go.
Take so, a minute here to give Michael a round of applause for being able to eat
solid
food.
Yeah. I know. So so on Thursday night, I just look. That's enough from you. Now you're scaring Charles. So I was just, again, just inspecting to make sure everything looked good, you know, with like the sutures and just because they at that point almost fully dissolved. It had been a week, like most of them were gone. And I was like, okay, good. And then I look and I was like, I see these like two black dots on like behind my teeth. And I was like,
mold.
I was like, oh, those must be the
your tissue's dying.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that must be like the scab thing that where it's like scabbed over. And
oh
that,
my God, I just saw something really funny. Remember last episode when we were talking about the woman that took her dead uncle to the bank?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Justin Martindale was talking about it on his podcast today, and he said he got rigor mortgaged.
Lame. That joke's funnier than whatever the joke. I had a cool joke. I remember.
Rigor
no, because he looked like
mortgaged.
A turtle. And then I said the old lady looked like a rigor
tortoise.
It
was It's almost better than Rig a Tortoise. Sorry.
Anyways. Two different scenarios.
Rig a Worm.
So I looked and I saw these like two black things and I was like, oh, those look like they're like
rotting
just
from
like
my
it's,
mouth.
I'm guessing it's like some leftover like scabbing or something. And then I like pulled my cheek and I saw it like move and I was like,
bugs?
Uh-oh. And I was it wasn't just like a spot, like it looked like it did, like it opened up. And I was like, oh, it looked like a hole. And I was like, oh God. And I was like, it was late and I was like, I think I'm just overthinking it.
I went into a downward spiral.
Yeah. So the next morning I went up and I was like, all right, let me just go for it. And I took a flashlight and I went into the mirror and I looked and I started just pulling on my cheeks. And sure enough, there was two holes that opened up. And I was like, I thought I ripped the stitches and I thought I fucked up. And I was like, oh my God.
Two holes in your gum?
Yes. And so I, it looked like holes and I looked like there's like pockets. Hmm. And I was like, uh-oh. And so I called the dentist's office and I was like, hey, how's it going? I was like, hey, I came in last week. I had my bottom two wisdom teeth pulled.
I look real stupid with a bandage on my bald head.
And I was like,
remember me? I look like an egg wrapped in a fucking bandage.
And so I was like, overall, like everything seems to be going good. Like no major like pain issues, you know, yada, yada, yada. And they're like, oh, that's great. And I was like, it looks like there's two holes in the back of my, they're like, that's normal. And I was like, oh, they're like, didn't you get a plunger, a little syringe thing? And I was like, yes. And they're like, that's what the syringe is for. It's got a needle tip. And so when you start eating food is going to get caught in these holes because you have little pockets now in the back of your mouth. Bonnie, the most disgusting thing now that I have to do. Every time I eat, I can feel the food packing down into like under my gums.
Oh, God.
And then I go in and you hit it with this thing and you just watch food just like... And then I spit it, you know, you're just like...
Why do you still have holes there? When do the
holes
close? Well,
so apparently what they do is they because I guess the gums have to like... They're treating it as though they pulled the tooth out. Okay. And so now that my body's healing as though they pulled the teeth and not cut them out. So it's the same as like now the bottom is just like how it was on the top when they pull it out. Mm-hmm. Technically up top, there was a hole there, but I just... It wasn't as pronounced. So they're like, it's going to take a month for these holes to go away. Shit. And so like for the next 2.5 weeks or so, I'm going to have basically literally every time I eat, I can just feel it like packed in there and it's fucking gross.
And it wasn't in your instructions?
Yeah, it wasn't at all. And that's why I thought for sure that one, I fucked up with the pockets and...
That's weird. And also,
and that's why I was asking.
You don't remember
like,
her talking about it at all.
No, they never mentioned
even
like...
if I would have told you, you wouldn't have remembered it.
Well, no, but that's why I was asking you if it was just one of those they happened to mention that, oh, by the way, when all this healed...
I don't remember her saying that you had to put it in the holes. I just remember her saying you have to use it to rinse.
Well, right,
to
yeah.
To get debris out because you can't swish.
Right, well, that makes sense. But like but there was just no mention that like part of the rinsing out is there's going to be holes that you need to flush out with water.
Yeah, I remember her saying
really that. Fucking gross because let me tell you something. These pockets, they hold a lot of food.
Disgusting.
Yeah, you're telling me like there is one day I just
queasy.
Kept
yeah. All right, let's one day change.
I kept flushing
subject.
It out, and then I kept flushing Christ. And flushing and just like spitting it out. And
not
I was like,
enough of your
how
tooth
much,
talk,
how much
Michael.
That was it. That's the end of it. By the next time we're here, I think I should be done with. Hopefully, I shouldn't be
sweet Jesus
squishing too much out. But yeah, what's new with you, Bonnie?
Well, Michael, I'm glad you asked. A lot.
Oh no. Jesus.
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
I have a meeting on Friday with a counselor to go over my transcripts to make sure that I am graduating in June.
Ooh. Are you going to like...
I'm like really nervous that something's going to happen and it's going
to
be like...
You're going to have to take a... You're going to have to take a PE class? A PE class and go to summer school?
Yeah, right. I took all... You don't even know how many classes I've taken. I'm taking so many classes. I took a yoga class. I took everything. Oh. The only thing that I didn't...
I thought it was going to be the storyline of an 80s movie where you have to go to summer school.
I'm like...
And go to camp.
99.5% sure that it's all done, but I just... Nice. I have to go over everything. I'm just like nervous that what if I miss something? But I mean...
And is there going to be a graduation ceremony that you go through?
Well, this is the thing. The teacher was like, who's graduating in my class last week? He's like, who's graduating in June? And I was like, And I was like, so I raised my hand and there was like a good amount of us. And he's like, are you guys all walking? And I was like, we walk? Like, I didn't even think. I was just thinking like, oh, I graduate, so they're going to send me something. But there's like a whole fucking ceremony and everything. Yeah. And he's like, you guys should really do it. It's like a really, it's like a moment that you won't forget.
Right, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. When is it?
June 4th, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. So I got to figure out, A, am I graduating? B, am I going to the ceremony? And yeah, that's it.
And what kind of cool sign? What are you going to paint on the top of your
hat? And then he's like talking about like, you have to get a gown and all this shit. I was like, fuck, I wasn't even thinking about that at all.
Yeah, you should do it.
Oh, I'm just going to be done and that's that. But he's like, no, you get a sash. I have the sash in my office.
Oh, is it because of your GPA?
Because the program.
Oh.
You get like a special sash, I guess.
Oh, no, that'd be cool. You should do it.
I don't know. We'll see. So
I can go and I can have a camera.
And, oh, you're gonna go?
I'll go watch you graduate.
Oh, look at that.
And as every step you take, I'm just gonna have a microphone and I'm gonna be in the back just going.
All right. Anyways.
I'll have you on FaceTime so Charles can watch.
I was thinking, you know, since I got to I had to endure your baby Hueyness for your fucking teeth getting pulled, I'm like, maybe I should schedule that colonoscopy and have fucking Michael shuttle me to him from.
Oh no,
it's gonna be pretty noisy.
Wait, on your,
isn't that when they have to lube you up and then you fart
they blow gel. they blow a bunch of air up your butt.
You fart gel for like hours or something.
Ugh, gross.
Everyone's getting colon cancer these days. Yeah. I feel like
terrible food that everybody eats
because like, our government's poisoning us.
Of course, and then you spend all this time just fucking shitting cancer out your butt.
Love it.
Anyways,
all right. Well, short and sweet.
Good. I got tooth pockets, and I'll keep your graduation present nice and safe in there until.
Michael, I've really had enough of your teeth talk. Yep.
Well, this week, and here it is, the final installment,
the conclusion.
Of the grudge. We're gonna see if they did all if they fixed the problems
in the other two versions.
From the other two versions, where like there is a world where it could have been done well, but I didn't even know they did a remake, so I'm assuming they did a horrible job.
This is the 2020 version of The Grudge that was directed by Nicholas Pesce.
Right. Nicholas Pesce, as in
P-E-S-C-E, Pesce? Isn't that Pesce?
Pesce.
And it stars Andrea Riseborough, John Cho.
It still takes place in.
Whoa.
It's in 2020.
Lin
takes
Shea.
Place in 2004. So already we're off to
a same timeline.
Already off to a good start because they gave us a time period.
Okay. I'm just leaving William's house now. Jennifer's out and I was asleep. This week is administrative professionals week at work. And so they made us breakfast yesterday, and we got coffee.
Oh.
And then today they had massages. It's a garbage bag that's moving.
Yep.
Oh, like it's breathing. God, that's creepy. A hand came out of the bag.
And there's like that lady behind her. You don't want to see a face there.
Parts? Yikes.
She already feels it. So they've already started with this American lady just getting the heebie-jeebies.
Getting the hell out of there.
Oh, now she's back in the States. Oh, I wonder if it's going to follow her to the U.S.
Okay. Uh-oh. When someone dies in the grip of a powerful rage, a curse is born. It gathers in the place of death, but cannot be contained. Once you encounter it, it will never let you go.
Oh, there you go. Remember in the early 2000s, all those movies had those like rave those soundtracks? Remember?
Tattoos of Chinese characters.
Yeah, but it was just like the
2006.
Remember?
Okay.
Everybody just had that like electronic dance like soundtrack, and it just like there's so many movies that could be so fucking perfectly timeless except for their fucking soundtracks.
Like what? I need an example.
Like Fight Club. Like it's like it was like it was all like orgy.
You know what movie from the 2000s that has a good soundtrack? Go. Remember that movie?
Yeah, but that, but even then, that transitional music in that, I think it was very techno-y, electronic.
Not all of it. They had that banger from No Doubt. Don't let it go away. Remember that song?
No.
They played it at the end during the credits.
No, it's always a credit song. That movie Hackers, same thing.
Hackers. Wasn't Sandra Bullock in that?
No. Hackers. You're thinking of the net.
Oh. Okay, this is a different woman and a kid.
At least they're establishing a timeline already, which is already really good.
Yeah, that was the gripe from the other two.
Right.
So.
Oh, they changed the roles. Mom's a cop.
Oh? Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Okay, she's Detective Muldoon. Yeah, there's a lot of like, people in this movie, have actors I've not seen before.
I think I've seen this guy in, he was on that show Weeds.
Oh, this guy's been on TV shows, right?
Yeah, he's been on a bunch
of
stuff.
He's like a cop or something.
He's one of those actors that like, usually when he talks, he like talks through his like nose. When he talks like that sometimes.
French fried potatoes. Mm-hmm. Like that, Michael?
Yeah, listen.
Oh, shit. Her husband died?
Yeah, I think it's probably, yeah.
Okay.
Probably gonna guess it was.
So it's kind of a role reversal here?
Yeah. Oh, you mean they swapped the roles?
Why are they so
original?
Like
it's like the new thing in 2020. Like, what if we made the Grudge?
Is that your tooth holes talking, Michael, or is that you?
What if we made the Grudge? Except, get this. Instead of
excuse me, I'd like to talk to Michael, not his tooth holes.
What if the so get this. What if the instead of the guy being the thing? What if it's a girl?
Oh, that's a partner?
I guess.
A religious cop? Oof, that's a double L right there.
Well. They gotta pretend that something's gonna save them from all them killings.
It ain't that.
We swapped mics for this episode, guys.
Gross! My mouth's been all over this thing.
Sticking her tongue out, licking it the whole time.
Disgusting.
So next week you're gonna have mouth hole juice.
All right. Oh, no, God. Is that a burned
no
body?
Neck.
A burned body? In
is
a
that
car?
The is that the lady?
Or oh, just like a rotten body in a car. In a swamp? A woods?
I don't know, but...
Oh my God, have you seen that series on Netflix where they talk about... What is it? It's like unexplained or something. There's like new episodes of that show.
Oh, some of it, I think.
There was one about these five guys. I think it was like four or five guys that disappear up in Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out like they find two of them... just like down the road from where their car was left in like a ranger station or something. Mm. I guess like it was snowing. They don't know how they ended up there, but they just like, I think they ended up like starving to death or something. Ugh. In this ranger station. Cause the cops didn't want to go check out the station. Cause they're like, no one's even going to be there.
Dude,
classic cops.
I know, right? It's always, he's just like, just fucking do it.
There's like, they were like, there's no way they would have walked from the car to that station because it was like, I think 20 miles or something.
So
they're like, there ain't no way they're going to be there. Like, and meanwhile, their bodies are just like rotting in the fucking.
Oh my God.
Typical.
Well, it's also just like one of those, like, yes, expect human beings will probably do this. If they don't know what they're doing, they're probably going to do the stupidest thing because nobody has any like survival skills.
But also, why wouldn't you want to have all your bases covered?
Right, I've never understood that. Whenever you watch like these whenever you see these like old case things, like, well, we just didn't do that. And you're like, it's also, it's not like it was like a
what
difficult,
else are you doing?
It's also not a difficult task. It's not like, oh, we all have to go, you know, learn scuba and go down 5,000 feet. And like, you're just doing a simple task. Just go up there and fucking check.
Yeah.
You know, like literally just confirm this one thing. And they're like, bleh. I'm lazy. Murder in the suburb.
Oh, is this about her?
Yeah, I think they're going to see some other weird shit going on. They did there's one of those unexplains, I think. Oh,
that's the woman.
Yeah.
That came back from Tokyo with.
Oh, they're all dead now.
Okay.
So that thing went international? They have one of those unexplained shows about this lake from my hometown.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lake Lanier.
Okay.
But it's like, it's I know the lake, and they're making it sound like it's this like real spooky, and it's not even.
There's a bunch of people drowning in it?
But yeah, like people will drown in it, but they're like, but there's just like.
Doesn't it have like a current or something?
No. It's just a man-made lake. They dammed up an old city, and so that was like the thing. There's like all this like. You know, just like this weird like lore about it.
Going in there when they can't swim?
Yeah. Yeah, or just, I'm not sure what it is, but like they try to like. Yeah, like nowadays, I feel like certain docuseries are like it's a real stretch. And like that, they're just like interviewing this one girl where she's like, yeah, I went down and then it felt like something pulled me under and I was stuck underwater. And then I came up. You're like, okay. And that was it. It was just like one person. And then they just like kind of
cool
talk about all these
story, bro.
Other news stories were like, this summer, there is a much larger number of people drowning. But then they're also like, but every summer, about like 20,000 people a weekend go to Lake Lanier. And it's like, right. It's a hotspot. Like, larger numbers of people in the lake means, you guessed it, larger death. Like, there's more drowning. Like, you know, if only 10 people go to a lake every year and then, you know, after 5 years, only one of them drowns. But if you have 20,000 people going every weekend for an entire summer, and they're like, well, there's 500 people that drowned this year.
What are you trying to say, Michael?
I'm trying to say larger numbers equal larger numbers.
Okay, this cop is at the house where everyone died.
She looks like someone. I feel like she... She looks like she's older
like
than
Anne
she is.
Hesh.
Yeah, like Steamy a like
Anne
if Anne,
R.I.P.
If somebody like made Anne Hesh into a
more plain
Tim,
more plain and lesbian.
No, who's the if
Wait,
Anne
was
Hesh
lesbian,
was a claymation?
Hey, we got it wrong. Barry Keough, is that how you say his last name? He's not gay.
Didn't
we both think that he was gay?
Who?
Barry from Saltburn?
Yeah, I thought he was. The main guy?
He's dating Sabrina Carpenter.
The guy who dresses like a lesbian this entire time? This guy? I thought for sure.
Like a lesbian? What do you mean?
Did you not see like...
He's the guy that's fucking the grave?
Yeah, yeah. He's not gay?
He's dating Sabrina Carpenter. Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm looking it up.
What's his name?
Google it. What is it? Barry? I don't know how to say his last name.
It's like one of those weird.
Oh, someone's in the house. Oh, it's going to be this Lynn lady.
Yes.
That does. She's like in The Conjuring, I think, or Insidious. This house is disgusting. This woman always plays a crazy lady. I love her. She's got shit all over her mouth. She's got shit all over her mouth. That's disgusting. Ew.
Now, enough with the
mouth noises.
Already.
Oh man, you would have hated it. Ew, it's brown. What is that, chocolate?
Charles, relax. I can't look at this. That was fucking dope. I don't know what that
it
is.
No.
She got poop mouth. Fucking.
And we licked the poop poop.
Oh god. It's the Hello? Just for everybody
How
out there.
How are you gonna get that close?
Oh god! Oh. You let it.
She just put her poop Remember? Hand on
Guys,
her.
Dear, oh, she no, she was eating her fingers off. Also, this is the lady. If you watch the movie Kingpin, you know the disgusting landlord. It's this lady.
Is that a person? Oh, God. Maggots.
All right, here it comes.
That's fucking gnarly.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Today on...
Also, terrible cop. She's just running away.
Yeah, you would too, Michael. After you barfed everywhere and contaminated the crime scene.
No, oh, yeah. She would have gotten just projectiled. I would have literally just fucking...
Today on...
Yes, there you go, lady. Finally, Jesus.
On Steph's podcast, she had a guy and he was talking about his fiance. She's a nurse. And he's like, yeah, she has like some gnarly stories. Like a lot of people come in with like maggots on their in their body, like drug addicts, homeless people.
Open wounds, and like there's just maggots, and they have to like wash it out, and then, you know, basically scrape away all the fucking dead.
So gnarly.
Dead tissue and stuff.
Whoa. There's a kid in the road. Psych. Don't get out of your car, lady.
Anyways, what I was saying before I was really interrupted.
This is my nightmare this right here. Woman, being on a dirt road in the middle of nowhere with no lights. Hell
if no. Anne Heche was a claymation figure designed by Tim Burton, that's what this lady looks like. She got extra big eyes.
She's like the Wallace and Gromit version.
She looks just a little like almost out of proportion with her head.
Is that her house?
Yeah.
It's an interesting looking. That looks like a Tim Burton house, doesn't it?
There's Tim Burton a producer on this. What's going on here? What's really going on? Also, her hair is too thin for that ponytail.
Well, the bottom of her hair is shaved. It's not her house.
Oh, it's like a butt cut, undercut,
it's
whatever.
It's like a lesbian seagull haircut.
Is that what that is? Like from the 90s?
That's why I said she looks like Anne Heche, but more lesbian. But then I was like, I think Anne Heche was a lesbian, right?
No, she was like, I think she was bi. She dated Ellen for a hot minute, but then like they broke up and then she started dating a dude. Oh, no, that's her.
Her partner. Ew, like a smoking cigs in his house. Disgusting.
Well, he doesn't give a shit. Look at this house he lives in. I'm watching Jesus stuff.
Jesus TV. Mental illness.
See, he talks with the front of his face. See, he talked with that front.
Oh, she moved her daughter, and then she killed her husband. Oh, so? See, it's the women now that are doing stuff. Do you think he's faking a slightly Hispanic accent?
I don't think so, because I think every role he's ever in, he always sounds Hispanic.
Okay, so this is considered a reboot.
Okay. Well, yeah, Nicholas, that's what it seems like, because it's in America now.
Nicholas Pesci was hired for rewrites based on Bueller's script.
Bueller.
And to direct the film. On a budget of 12 to 14 million, filming took place from May to June 2018.
Oh.
Wow. The film received generally negative reviews from critics and grossed over 49 million worldwide.
Wow. I mean, it made its money.
So take that, Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was going to start off pretty hot. But it definitely slowed down a lot. And then had that really disgusting thing where this lady was just chomping on her fingers in the kitchen.
Yeah, does anyone call an ambulance for that lady? What's going on? She just went to her partner's place and
she's like, yeah, I saw
barfed outside
she's
the like, house.
I saw it was fucked up.
All right.
And basically they're all just talking about how like everybody they know is like had a family member that died. Like his mom or wife died, and then her husband died or something, and...
Well, do you want to hear a funny story?
Okay. How funny is it, though? Is it like Bonnie, like is something that just Bonnie's going to think is funny?
Everyone thinks I'm funny, Michael.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, I thought I was going to have a date on Sunday.
Oh, no. Oh, there's John Cho.
Different guy.
Uh-huh. Same shirt.
Different shirt.
Mm-hmm.
We were chatting.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, I would like to take you out for a drink sometime. And I was like, all right.
Bonnie's like, just so you know, it's going to be like 5 drinks.
No, it's not. I told you, I barely have any drinks.
Anyways.
But that's besides the point. Michael, John Cho, hubba hubba.
That's what he said.
So he says, okay, he's the one that's like, I want to take you out for a drink. Okay. So then we're trying to come up with a plan. He's like, what day are you available? I don't do shit during the week because it's like I'm at work on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. And those days, it's like I don't want to. It's like I'm gone for 8 hours.
He'll lose his mind.
I can't go out. Yeah. So it's like I just save stuff for the weekend. So I'm like, I'm available on Sunday, I said, because Saturday I had class and I had something else. And so he's like, okay. And then it's like getting close to the weekend. And then it's like Saturday. He's like, oh, you know, I might have to after we're trying, he was like asking me about like if I had, we're trying to set up the date, right? So he's asking me if I had any dietary restrictions. Nice of him to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're trying to figure out an area where to go. And so I was like, brunch or lunch? And he didn't really answer. And then I was like, and then he was like, well, what part of town do you want to go? So I was like, well, I think he was like, do you have a spot that you want to go to, or do you know of a spot? I hate this. Okay. First of all, it was like one thing that kind of went against him, because it's like, you said you want to take me for a date. So it's like, you should plan the place
to go. Yeah. Like a,
but okay. So I'm like, I have bookmarks of places. I have places bookmarked. I'm like, I can check my bookmarks. Uh-oh. And then I'm open for suggestions. And then Saturday comes around and he's like, hey, so I'm on this shoot or something. I don't even know what he does, but he's like, I could be here all night working on this thing and into tomorrow. And I'm like, okay. And then he's like, could I do a rain check? And then I was like, my next free day is next Friday because I'm not doing shit during the week.
Yep.
And he's like, okay. And then like a couple hours later, he's like, hey, good news. All of a sudden, the thing is not a thing.
Right.
I just have a phone call on Sunday at 4:30. So as long as we do whatever it is before then we're fine. Okay, fine. And then later that night, there's like I think I asked him a question. Hours and hours go by. 9 o'clock or something on Saturday. He's like, hey, so I kind of crashed on my bike, because he rides his bike. He's a bicyclist. That's like, mm-hmm, one of the things, oh, he likes, God, to do. He crashed on his bike.
Dark water, hands.
There's pruny hands in the bathtub. Oh, he's going to the...
So he's going to the house where they sold it. Yeah, yeah.
To sell the murder house.
Here, oh, God. Is she just like... Could you just imagine, like, there's just like a house that, like, is haunted forever?
Yeah.
And like, and they,
my
and
grandma's house.
But no, it like kills people like this. And then it's like, then they're like, well, we should tear the house down. But then in tearing the house down, those people, whoever those people are going to encounter, they should just make a movie where like, they have like a super,
like, voodoo,
like a supernatural person comes in and they put an end to it. They have a way of fighting it.
They burn it down or something.
You know what I mean?
Anyways, so like before I say anything about the bicycle thing, like when we were chatting, he was saying how he likes to ride his bike, and I was like, well, you're pretty brave for that, because like instant TBI, you know, these fucking sidewalks,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
ain't no way. And he's like, well, you know, the helmet helps. And I'm like, helmets are ugly. So
yeah, you look like a moron.
I'm like, I've thought about getting a bike, but all the helmets are ugly. So that's out. And then fast forward to, it's like Saturday night, and he's like, hey, I got in a bike accident. I don't have a TBI, but I'm pretty banged up and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay. And then he's like, and then I'm leaving for, originally from Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm leaving for Colorado on Thursday, and I'm not going to be back till the middle of May. And I was like, okay, I don't know why you're telling me all this, because I'm not going to go out with you when you tried to get out of the date that you initiated, right, twice.
Well, I mean, it's also like, it sucks, because it's like, sure, you got this thing, like this bike accident, but it's also like,
bike accident. But like, how convenient that happens right after we had a discussion about bikes and bike accidents.
Proof. Oh God, that's even grosser.
Ew. He felt the hand in the back of his head. Showween, showween.
Ugh, they did. Showing, you didn't see it?
Showween.
Oh my God. But Bonnie's got a new song that she's writing.
Showween. I'm hilarious.
Oh, jeez.
Anyways, so I didn't respond. And then it's like, I had an edible that night, and I was voice memoing Tatiana, and I was like, listen to this. And then she got back to me on Sunday, and she was like, yeah, I agree. I think he's lying too. So I just didn't say anything, because it's like so ridiculous. And also, this is what it's like. This is the situations that happen.
God. Oh my God. That was brutal.
This is what
it's
brutal. Like dating. This is what happens. It's like the guys that initiate the date are the ones to flake, ghost,
yeah, well, it's
and
also,
everything.
It's just like this just whole town is full of flake. Like,
I don't understand why you go through the trouble to do it.
I know why. It's because the nature of how human beings are now is you literally need to be like, what are you doing like later today? Because like,
I don't do last minute.
I know, but right. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's because the nature of how people are that like, they'll set a plan up for today. So
that's
today's
not even a, that's not even like a solid.
No, it's not an excuse. Thing. I'm just saying like, that's just,
no, yeah, I mean, people, that doesn't mean it's going to happen. If you set it for the same day, it doesn't mean it's going
to
happen.
Oh, I know. But I'm saying like, but people, if you give them enough time to like think about things and all of a sudden they just like start backing it.
The
like,
next well, day?
Or, I mean, easily. Yeah.
Literally the next day.
Or they just start thinking about it. And because like in his mind, I bet if he really was working on this thing, he's probably like, I'm going to be working late. I'm going to be tired and this and like.
Then just say that. But don't make a plan and then try to come up with two excuses to back out. Because I wasn't the one that was pushing it. You're the one that said, I want to take you out for a drink. Okay. And then you have two different situations. It's so stupid.
Yeah, it's a little.
But this is the climate that we're in.
His pregnant wife is... I
didn't really pay attention. I went back and looked at his profile, and he's 10 years younger than me, so that could be a problem.
Oh, he's just a baby. So he's only like 40 years old? What?
Listen, Goo Pockets. I'm not in my 50s yet. But even if I was, I look good, and I'm in fantastic shape for my age, whatever that means. Did you try my ab exercises I sent you?
No,
it's a good workout.
I went to...
you should do it, Michael.
I went to the gym on...
You really feel it?
When did I go to the gym? I went to the gym on Tuesday.
The weighted ab exercises have made such a huge difference for me. I'm using 20 to 25 pounders when I do my ab exercises.
No,
I'm not messing around.
I'm going to try again tomorrow, but I went to the gym and within 15 minutes... Like, just all that pressure from, like, lifting and doing all that stuff. Like, my whole, my, like, it, I think I clenched my teeth without realizing it. And my jaw was en fuego. Oh, God.
You scared me. Is that one? Oh, it's a little girl.
Yeah.
He's back at the murder house?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the daughter that was killed, right?
I think so. Oh.
Oh, God. That's a lot of blood in her nose.
So,
oh, instead of the little boy, it's a little girl.
Yeah, and it's like a little creepy. It's a little white family stalking an Asian guy. I see. They really reversed the roles.
Yeah, they did.
And the realtors instead of like
nurses.
So that was, I think, I don't know if you noticed, but like when he was sleeping,
he's got a flip phone.
There was the woman. Remember, it's 2006.
2006 or four? Six?
It's six now. The woman that jumped up at the bottom of his bed, it looked like it was the dead mom. White lady, yeah.
The mom.
Yo, man, it was that white lady. Man, I wish we could go back to flip phones, man.
You can get one. Samsung has one. And no, but like... And the like, Moto Razr.
No, I'm talking... Oh, God. She was just like coughing up blood. No, I'm talking about like dumb phones. I want to go back to just like the old days.
What do you mean, dumb? Oh, no.
You know, it's just internet? Like, yeah, where you just, man.
That's annoying.
What's already making this a little confusing is what made the original one, oh, God, confusing was like, there's just so many characters. Oh, God. So
someone pushed her head in the sink?
Yeah, it's the death rattle lady. Here's what I don't understand is like, if this thing wants to kill her, why is it like, why doesn't it just kill her?
That would be too easy, Michael.
Movie's over.
It's the thrill of the chase.
Whatever town they're in, also, everyone drives cars that are really 2004, old. Literally 30-year-old cars.
Wow, she's smoking in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Would you do that in 2004? Wait. Do you think?
Hold on.
Oh, that's that woman's husband?
Oh, my God. This is... Why would they complicate this so much?
What are you talking about?
It's okay, a third it's family. So, 2004 is the mom, daughter, and husband. 2005 are these people. 2006 is John Cho.
Okay, so we have three different families,
yes,
situations in the same house.
Yes. So she's doing an assisted suicide.
Well, this was filmed in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
It has a very Canadian feel to it.
Oh, interesting. The American shooting sets also make the house look bigger, slightly roomier, and more isolated from other houses nearby. Seki's house address is, and they give the address in Japan. Karen's research confirms that the Seki house is located in Shugenami in The Grudge. Wow, it really exists.
Oh, so this is the old lady that was biting her hands off.
Oh, they tore it down. The house isn't there anymore. It's an apartment building.
Oh.
Boo.
So she's doing the little peekaboo joke that they did in the first one.
This guy's like, I've had enough of her shit. Can you give her the pills already? Make her go night-night.
I thought you said you could kill her.
Oh, you
went. Oh, Melinda. That was the little girl, and that's John Cho saw.
Got it. I also want to talk to my therapist about her take on ketamine therapy. I'm trying to expedite some things.
Like what, Bonnie?
I'm trying to take care of some PTSD ASAP.
Drugs. Microdosing.
There's like different therapies you can do. I was watching someone talk about it. And
oh, geez, she's back there with the little kid.
You get like really fast results. You can get like faster results with it as opposed to talk therapy. So
nothing in life comes quick, Bonnie.
I'm curious. Huh? So I'm going to talk to her about it. And you get to do it at home. You can go in places and do it, but I found this company that it's like you sign up and you pay like a monthly fee and they give you the doses and then you have like I think it's like a Zoom or something with a clinician, and so you like after you take your dose or whatever, then you like talk with them and they walk you through it or whatnot. It's pretty interesting, but you're in the comfort of your own home, so you don't have to worry about like freaking out and
somewhere. Yeah. I always feel like that's like the worst thing. Is like just even like if I do edibles at certain people's houses, sometimes like it hits in, I'm just like, I gotta go home.
Because like,
and I can't enjoy it because like you do enjoy the high, but like there's just something that clicks.
Well, this is not like that.
No, but I'm saying just with me, where it's like you feel good, but at the same time, there's this weird thing that clicks in my brain where I was like, I don't want to be here. Like, yeah. I'd rather be at home where I can actually enjoy this.
This isn't meant to, like, get higher.
Right.
You're supposed to access things. I don't know. It kind of, like, I think it works kind of like ayahuasca in a way.
Okay. I had a friend that did ayahuasca, and she's completely changed her life.
I mean, she's
like, no joke, a different person.
I'm trying to have an ego death.
And she's, like a much different, in a good way, I would say. You know, and like, no, it's not one of those, like, all of a sudden now she, you know, some people come back and then all of a sudden they're just like overly whatever, but she just like has this newfound, like she ended up just like all these like realizations about like where her life was and where it was going and all this other stuff. And she's just like, zoop, quit her job, this, that. She moved to Colorado. And she's like, I realized all the things that were making me unhappy and I changed every bit of it. And now she's legitimately like a happy person.
This woman feels a little girl holding her hand in the grocery store.
She's looking at pig gonads. She's a little tiny lady. Uh-oh. Kids in the backseat.
Yep. Who's that guy?
Oh, jeez. That guy.
Creepy. Oh. He's a cop?
Yeah, I guess so.
Damn pigs. Oh, so Monday?
Uh-huh.
You know my stupid, annoying neighbor moved out?
Whoop, whoop,
and it's been so quiet.
So nice and quiet.
But Monday, bright and early.
Oh, it's this guy's.
The maintenance came in over there, and I think they ripped up all the floors and replaced them.
Oh, wow.
Or a floor. It sounded like they were doing it throughout the whole place, but they like went in there, and then all of a sudden I just hear boom, and then like it was shaking in here, and I was like, what in the fuck? They're just like taking their like flooring and just dropping it in there, and I was like, hey,
this guy just shot himself.
His partner shot himself. Yeah,
so okay, after there's like all these weird, like, it's like they're trying to do some weird like Tarantino-esque type of like storylining of like Pulp Fiction stuff.
I don't think so.
No, they're like bouncing around in time.
Yeah, but it's not like Tarantino.
Well, yeah, but you kind of have to like piece it together, you know, where it's like, yeah, why are you having a dog just sit here and lick? Stop.
Dogs lick. It's what they do. What was I saying? Oh, so I walked outside and they had like their fucking jackets on my porch and I was like, what the hell's going on? And then the guys were like walking inside and I was like, hi, how long, like, do you guys have to slam that stuff over there? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, you have to slam the stuff over there? He's like, yeah. I'm like, really? Because my desk is right here. I'm working at my table. I got rid of my desk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I'm working from home today. I'm like, do you have to do that? And he was like, yeah. He's like, do you want to call the manager? And I was like, no, I'm talking to you. Like, why am I going to call a manager I could just talk to you and I could ask you.
Do you need the manager to tell you to stop? If you could
kindly not flop your boxes on because I'm working right here.
Right.
And he was like, yeah. I'm like, could you just like not do that? Just, I'm working right here. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm
people.
Was that unreasonable?
No. Cause it's
and
like,
I didn't even say it like a bitch. I was just like, could you just be mindful that people I'm working right here?
Like, people live connected to this wall. Don't sit here and just.
It's not a fucking soundproof chamber.
Yeah.
And so he's like, yeah, yeah, okay, okay. And then it was just like, kaboom, kaboom. So I'm like, he was freaking out. He doesn't like noises like that. So we just all went into the bedroom and worked in my bedroom.
It's really annoying.
But it was like 2 days of that. So I think they like ripped up all the.
I bet the door's unlocked. You can probably just walk in and look.
I don't think they have a lockbox on there.
Oh, they do?
And all the windows are, I can't look inside. But I'm like, I wonder because I think I told you like she was, I saw her taking like a pee pad out. And I wonder if like her dog fucked up the floor. Oh, just like fucked up
enough, yeah.
From pissing everywhere because it's a shit ass chihuahua.
Huh.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it is. I'm like, I want a new floor in here in the kitchen. The kitchen could use a new floor. Well, she's in jail?
No, she's like, I guess she's going to visit.
Oh, but I did look in the bedroom window over there and they have a ceiling fan in the bedroom.
Ooh. That's nice.
I want a real ceiling nice. Fan.
Yeah, I know. Ceiling fans be.
Although I do have that portable AC in my bedroom now, so it's not.
Oh.
It gets real cold,
did
too.
Did that cop live?
He shot. This is the one that shot himself in the face?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
No way.
Wilson?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm Detective Muldoon. Oh, he's in a psychiatric place, not a jail. Did a number on his face. But why does he look like a burn victim when he just shot himself in the face?
Yeah, like, I guess they maybe are trying to use the extra skin because he blew off the whole side of his cheek.
All right. Oh, God. Is he going to tear his eyes out? He seems real upset.
Yeah. But it's weird. Like, I'm trying to understand. Like, it does or it doesn't kill you. Because, like, why didn't it kill him? Oh, he did gouge his eyes out.
Sick.
Could you imagine being so crazy that, like, you would put you'd cause so much, like, pain to yourself? You know, where you're, like, that insane? Where he's like, what if you just ripped your eyes out and that way we wouldn't see him anymore?
People get like
and
then, that. I mean, you heard of the people that, like, get obsessed with cutting off a body part?
Yeah. Oh,
they
yeah.
They feel
yeah.
like they shouldn't have a leg, and then they cut off their own leg. It's
yeah.
Some weird shit.
Really weird. How the fuck would he find that in Japan? Like, how is he saying that he found like this same exact shit in Japan? Why would they? I guess maybe that makes sense.
Yeah, she brought it over from Japan.
Yeah.
What are the cops going to do about a curse, though? What
yeah, does I he know, think yeah, is like, going to oh, happen? It's absolutely fucking cursed.
Okay.
So what that got to do with me? You know what I mean?
So that's why they're saying that this cop never went into the house.
The religious one?
Yeah, and I'm wondering now if now that is his cop buddy went nutso, that's what's made him go extra religious. You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably.
Well, there's the film crew and the reflection.
Oh, I see. Faith Matheson at one point plays peekaboo with Melinda's unseen ghost and
right.
an intentional oh, see, homage look, she to Saito.
You missed it.
That was an homage to Saito, a man with dementia who played peekaboo with right. Toshio.
That's what I said.
Remember the old man?
I said that. I when she did that, I said, oh, I they're didn't. Doing it just like the old man in the Japanese one.
I didn't.
What do you know, Bonnie? You barely I listen half the time.
They don't have a lot of trivia on here.
No, I feel like it's
somebody's review.
Oh, God, let's hear it.
3 out of 10, it says, who asked for this? Why was this made? Why did they think it was a good idea to remake this? Why does it take the plot of the original film and throw it out the window? Why does it look like an uninspired, totally predictable, and an overall sorry excuse of a horror film? It's 2020, people. A new decade is already here. Stop remaking stuff that doesn't need to be remade. All caps.
But like, I get the idea of like a reboot. It's like the idea of like finding a way to bring it here to America. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But
everyone's got to put their own spit on something. Know what I mean?
No, I get it. But already I can tell you right now, it's
I like it.
What? I mean, it's just, I feel like it's still falling just like.
It's got more action than the other ones. Well, the last one.
I feel like, but there's so many like mixed.
So they story expanded lines of the things. Characters, okay, but it's like the same premise, and it's laid out better in that they have like the years listed.
Oh God,
who's that?
It's the guy. It's the guy that was killed, like her husband that she killed.
Oh shit! There's a Reddit thread about it,
dude.
Someone says, I know I'm in the minority here, but I really enjoyed The Grudge 2020, and I'm curious if it has other fans here. Unpopular opinion.
Yep. I mean, it's for some reason, it just feels like everybody like is just missing certain
it's
things.
It's got a 20% on Rotten Tomatoes.
They keep doing too much with some of these things. You know, like the
they put a little too much spice on the gabagool.
Yeah. Cause
do you put spice on gabagool?
I don't know. I've never
also,
had gabagool.
What is gabagool?
I've never.
Did we ever figure out what gabagool was?
It's some type of meat, apparently. I'm guessing it's the way they make it. I mean, that thing that I sent you. You're like, with the thing. He's like, oh, wee.
Oh, did you see Steph's thing? Oh, wee. She does that. There's a clip of her when she was in New York City last year.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I saw that.
My dog's taking a shit over here. She's like, my neck hurts.
Oh, God. One of my favorite things. There's going to be a jump scare here. I just know it. You're going to see this guy.
There's so much hair on this microphone.
Look, this guy.
Oh, God. Oh, that's the dad.
Yeah. I got to say, some of my favorite things.
That trigger you? He's got a bloody mouth.
Yeah.
Triggered me.
Goo mouth. Sick. The one thing I think is why like the funniest things on the internet, maybe because I like the show The Sopranos so much. Sopranos memes crack me up all the fucking time in the way that they like. I think I literally over the past like 2 or 3 years, I probably rewatched that series for really? 4 or 5 times easily.
Wait, isn't it long?
It's like 6 seasons. Yeah, I think it's fucking hilarious. And all these like there's so many like funny moments on that show. It's good. Why is she like putting her head like that? She looks like an insane.
She's trying to see.
She looks like she's like 8 years old, but like an adult.
Same.
No, you're just like, you're built like a fucking child sometimes, and you run around. You like, sometimes when I imagine you in my head, I just imagine you as like a small little kid, just like out of control.
I'm not a little kid.
No, but you're really little though.
I'm not little. Michael, I've been hitting the cable machine for my glutes.
Oh, really?
When my glutes start growing, you guys better watch out.
When my glutes start, you're supposed to rhyme something with it.
It's all over for you. Bitches, my glutes start growing. I can already tell my muscle is like my what is this, your hammy?
Yeah,
that's pretty. We've been working out a lot over here.
Yeah, I've been I switched up like my workout routine.
Do my ab routine, it works.
I work out everything but my abs.
Well, I guess if you don't want to do that, then don't do it, but it's a good workout. Oh, she brought her kid to the office. AKA
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
pig
it's just
farm. Because they're cops. Get it? Yeah.
We get it, Bonnie.
Get it, Michael?
We get it. I feel like the problem with this is like
pigs make
wee 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 wee.
Did I do it right, the one, Michael?
The one thing it's just like this movie is just like, I don't know.
Oh, that's why the pig does that in that one commercial.
Yeah.
Duh. Oh.
Bonnie just realized something about a commercial from 10 fucking years ago. Fucking Geico commercial from 10 years ago about a pig going home. That's why he goes wee 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 all the way home. Get it? Wee wee. It
takes me a long time to figure shit out.
Yeah, it just takes me a fucking decade.
Not that old.
It's old enough.
Whoa, look at that old computer software.
Yeah, I know. Remember crazy. Having to load CDs into computers and
oh my god, I still have some
opening file. Yeah, I feel like that's the thing, that like it's just like a bunch of people just like looking at stuff.
What do you mean?
I mean, every time we see her, she's just like looking at pictures of things,
yeah,
and then it's like a weird
really
flash.
Doing
she like
anything.
She doesn't
she's
do
trying to figure
anything.
Out
she,
what to do?
I guess.
She's
and then
researching.
Meanwhile, and then like every now and again, like there's so many different dead people that like there's just different dead people following her around. You know?
Oh, hell no. The ladies at work were talking at breakfast about going on trips and stuff, and I was like, I don't have anything planned for the rest of the year. I want to take a trip somewhere. And then someone was like, you should go to New Orleans. And I was like, so I started looking at New Orleans.
Yeah, that'd be fun. It's a cool. It's interesting.
I wanna go.
Oh God, you can see the reflection
of the mom, the dead mom in her house.
Yeah, it's someone.
The flight is really cheap. It's only like $243.
That's such a round.
But you have to go out of LAX. The thing, because there's like nothing, or there
oh,
are.
It's
flights,
her. It's that woman. See,
their flight's going out of Burbank, I think, but they're a lot longer.
Yeah, it seems that the
and
there's
more expensive.
A lot of places aren't direct anymore out of Burbank, and that's the problem.
Yeah, LAX, it's only like a 4-hour flight.
Yeah,
flying
back to Georgia, and it's
4 hours.
No, I go from Burbank to.
You have a layover.
Yeah, Burbank to Vegas, I think, and then Vegas to.
He's not with his. Where? What is he doing? That's his pregnant wife. Where's
yeah.
she?
Yeah.
Not with him. We used to have that phone. In
everyone,
our house,
everyone
that,
had that
old AT&T cordless. I remember that.
Oh, I think they got some news that the kid wasn't going to be, there's going to be some sort of defect with it. And now they have to make that decision of, you know.
You're going to have a problem, child. Wait, did he buy the house or he was selling the house? He was selling the house. Or he's in the house.
That's what I'm confused about. Because they're the realtors, but they also may have bought the house. Oh, God.
Oh, he's sitting with the kid.
Yeah, waiting for the... Oh,
oh
so
he's
waiting
the
for
house.
The... Yeah, he's waiting for the parents.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Oh, God. Don't answer that door. I mean, they definitely do a lot of things that are like the same gag, if you will, as the originals. You know, like the idea that like you look out... Somebody's at the door... You look out the peephole and you see it's them, and then when you open the door, they're gone, kind of a thing.
Classic. Uh-oh, she's in the bathtub, Michael. Damn kids like to play in the damn bastard.
Dark watered tubs.
Ugh.
We got some brown water over here.
Ugh, bubbling, and apparently it stinks. Oh my god. He's gonna get dragged in. He's gonna drag in.
Michael, you know what that reminds me of? Your bathroom.
Yeah, of course. I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
Classic.
Oh. Yeah. Dude, if I was an actor and I was reading a script, like, and like, he bends down and there's dark,
Michael
murky.
Michael used his bathtub as a toilet.
Yeah, right. Bathtub.
Whoa,
water.
There's bugs in it.
And then you're gonna, he's gonna have to go face first and do it.
Don't wake up, Charles.
Charles doesn't like it. Sorry, Charles. Oh God.
Man, whoever I don't like those bugs in the water.
Oh,
that's
God, could you
disgusting.
Imagine being this? Oh, God, could you? Ugh. And they're like, you're an actor. Like,
just a raisin face.
Hold your breath and go underwater. Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, that's the Landers lady. Do you think they have some sort of consciousness of being dead and haunting? Do you think that they're like...
Well, everyone always says it's like they don't... When spirits are trapped somewhere, it's like they don't realize... They don't always realize that they're trapped.
But they, but
they're
is
just
there
like reap. They're
but are they like
replaying their life?
Right, but do you think that there's like a consciousness to it?
Yeah, a little bit, because it's like they're, some of them can be too scared to go to cross over, and they need help to cross over. Yeah. So there is, there's like some awareness.
That's
there.
Gonna be. Can you imagine allegedly. Like they're as scared as. You know, like
when they see us.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think
no,
so.
Isn't it like with that movie? The oh god. That movie, The Others, that's what that was, right? With Nicole Kidman. Like, that was the whole thing. It was like the whole
dead kids.
Where, yeah, it was like either or, like, where she thought there's people haunting her house.
But she was the
But she was also
one.
Haunting
yeah.
their house. So, like,
that was a good movie.
That was actually, yeah, now you think about it, you're like, that's like a.
I need to rewatch that.
Yeah, we should probably do that. We should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good, isn't that a remake?
It may have been.
I think it's a remake of an old movie. That came out in 2001.
Oh, shit. I think I remember seeing that in the theaters.
She's looking for her husband. Let me tell you what, Michael.
What?
Michael, let me tell you something. Michael.
Uh-oh.
I finally did it. Michael.
Uh-oh.
Is he dead?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out here.
Oh, God. He's going to... No.
He's going to... Cut that baby out. She's going to see his face and it's going to be all fucked up.
Okay.
Oh, God.
One of the references was The Innocents. It's just beautiful and still scary. The Others is, in fact, less a remake than a brilliant inversion of Clayton's adaptation scripted by Truman Capote, William Archibald, and John Mortimer of Henry James's great 1898 ghost story.
Something it, so I guess he's possessed.
The Turn of the Screw.
Oh. So he was possessed, I guess.
And he killed his
and
wife.
And he killed his wife, and then he drowned himself in the tub.
That seems hard to do.
Well, obviously it wasn't him doing it.
Oh. Although the film deals primarily with the spiritual interaction of ghosts with each other rather than with living humans, William Skidelsky of The Observer has suggested that it was inspired by the 1898 novella, The Turn of the Screw. I've never... read that.
I haven't either. I that kind of sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think I've heard that comparison from other movies.
Maybe we should check that out next week. We should rewatch it because it's been a while. It's been at least 23 years.
Shit balls. That was a long time ago. Anyways, Michael, I finally did it.
What did you do, Bonnie?
I used ChatGPT.
Yeah, welcome to the club. Like, you're 10 years too late.
I used it for an assignment that was due at 11:59.
What did you do?
I used it to summarize a conclusion.
Uh-huh.
That I had to make with my legal memo.
Uh-huh.
And
did you change some of the words in it, though? Or did you just copy
maybe
paste?
Maybe a little.
Sometimes
a little.
I've noticed like some of the things that
I... Because I was wondering if Turn It In would pick it up.
Well, no.
I think there's a different software that you can use
there's
to
something that you have to do, but it's harder. It's AI. Harder to do with AI because it's literally thinking of it on the spot.
But it didn't... I mean...
But I've taken it in like sometimes things sound... Like too computerized. It was like very too like articulate.
No, I reread it several times and it was like, I mean, it was only just a short blurb.
Right.
But my coworker was telling me that she used it with her son to like redo his resume. And she said it turned out really well.
Yeah, I did that with my resume as well.
So I think I might do that. I have another assignment that's due.
Oh, God.
Oh, look at God. The spit and the bugs.
Oh, my God. Literally.
And the mouth. Spit and bugs in her mouth.
Literally was like snot coming out of her nose and like and then like a bug flew in her mouth. Okay. Dude, you should ask, like, you can get Jeopardy.
I think I'm
going to
use it
so much,
for that assignment.
Like, literally, what I did is you just prompted to do things. So I go,
used it today to do citations for me.
Yeah. When you, like, I went for, like, language learning stuff. I mean, you can look up YouTube videos and they'll teach you certain things on how to do the right prompts. But, like, with ChatGPT, you can be like, give me, like, the list of the top 100 most used words in whatever language. And their translation and list it in a grid format. And then it comes up and it just does it in a grid.
Hmm.
And then it has all the top 100 words.
Yeah, Shirley was saying, like, you just have to be, the more specific you are, the better.
Yeah, I mean, I do that with, like, a couple of times with, like, work emails. Like, there's just a lot of information that I need to relay or something, and it just gets really wordy, and it's hard to make sure each point is very emphasized.
Mm.
And so I write out kind of like the a very long and drawn out version of like what I'm trying to say. Mm. And then I go into ChatGPT and I was like, hey, can you just make this a more very quick, precise, short email and make it sound professional? And then you do that, I copy and paste it, and I have it redo it, because there's like a refresh button, you can have them do it again.
Oh.
And so sometimes they'll give you don't like the prompt, and then it'll ask you, was this one better or worse than the first one?
Oh.
And so then I copy and paste that one, and then a lot of the times I end up using bits and pieces from both. But, oh my God, it's...
Game changer.
Dude, it is.
Man,
I
should have been using this for all my homework assignments.
I know, and then a buddy of mine was like, well, considering AI is going to take my job, he's a copywriter.
Oh.
And he's like, it's only a matter of time before I get fired. And I was like, yeah, probably.
This woman's a really bad actress.
Except for, I think she was an Oscar nominated actor for some other movie.
Oh shit, she killed her husband. Why does his head look like that? She's cutting off her hands. Her fingers.
I don't understand. But then when they showed up, he was already dead, covered with like flies and maggots, and
she left his body in the house.
Yeah, but no, but like that woman she was still eating her fingers. Oh, I see. And now this is the lady that they found months later.
Got it. So we've just come full circle here.
Right. Okay.
Our body's going to rot in a car in the woods.
For the next couple of months.
All right. It's very circuitous.
I suppose.
How does something like this even happen? She's getting obsessed.
Yep, and she's gonna do something dumb.
Oh, wait a second. She's still alive with her missing fingers. It's weird. She's able to wheel herself
around, and she even though she clearly she's like a well, and she's also
she's still bandaged.
Clearly,
she just did it.
A murderer.
Oh yeah, she did kill her husband. Look at her go up some stairs. That's the bandage after she cut off her fingers.
It's because they probably did one of these, or they just like. Oh, she's going to jump off the fucking thing. She's going to kill herself.
Sweet.
Like, why they wouldn't have this one woman, like, sedated or restrained is insane. You know what I mean? Like, she's clearly...
Look at her, Michael.
Oh, she's just a little old lady.
What's she going to do? I think you could go up a little bit higher. Yeah. Oh, there she goes. Yep. Oh, fuck. She hit her head on a railing.
I don't think you explode that much when you fall 60 feet. Remember back in the day when you'd get around and try to come up with the perfect little
No.
Answering machine. Oh, okay.
Believe it or not.
Joe, I did that for a long. I thought that was the funniest fucking thing. Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Where could he be? Believe it or not,
I'm not at home.
Yeah. And it was just, you'd just be sitting him by the couch and he's like,
yeah.
That's like, so like, that's the thing that is bothersome is like the fact that he's like, the house is grudged. Like, what does that even mean, dude? What does it even mean? Why would you say that?
Someone's in our house.
Two sets of feet. There's two sets of feet outside our door. Why is that kid sleeping in a weird position like that? What's he doing? Well, I guess it's one of those things where I guess technically these things aren't killing anyone. They're just making them go crazy.
Where'd she get that gun?
She's a cop. She always got a gun. You know what I mean? Where it's like that one just like jumped out of the backseat of the lady's car and she went crazy and then like crashed. And then she made the old lady go crazy.
There goes the mom behind her.
Again, what's a gun going to do? Like, if something can like appear and it's like clearly in your... Nah, dog. If this shit ever happened to me, I'm living in a light-filled house for eternity. My power bill is... the city would probably come to me and be like, buddy, I don't understand how you run in so much power every month. Like, I'd never turn my lights off. Ever. And then we're going to see something. I don't want to look.
Ooh, I don't like that window by the sink. It's like everyone can see you. Michael. Oh, there he is.
God damn. Dude, everybody in my neighborhood would know. Everybody, like wherever I lived, everyone would know that like my house is haunted because it would just be non-stop, high-pitched, full-volume screams. You know what I mean? Like it would just be, you know, she's like, oh, I think I saw something, huh? What was that, huh? What is this? Meanwhile.
I forgot she had a dog. Jesus.
How are you just like laying there like casually like something just fucking destroyed your shit? Ugh. Her kid's name is Burke.
Where's her gun? Don't go crazy and kill your kid.
Of course.
Jesus. It's terrifying. Little Goyle. Oh, God. She's seeing things.
Right. Oh, no.
Their eyes aren't closed.
Except she's going to see. But what if you were like one of these people that this happens to you, but you're just so unimpressed by this shit that they're like, and you're like, okay. And you're just like laying there and there's like bleeding on you.
Oh, you got me.
Oh, you scared me again. Oh, you ran at me again. I turn on the lights and you disappear.
It's like that parody, not another scary movie.
Oh, yeah. So, like, are they trying to, like, cure this thing? Like,
what's the plan here, people?
Right.
Yeah, I feel bring like his Jesus juice over?
Right. Well, I think that's like the thing with these type of movies is, like, they kind of go so long, and then it takes them forever to, like, figure out what's going on, and then it's just, like...
And then what?
Like...
Oh, she's going to burn the house? She's going to burn the house.
Right, because, like, you don't want your kid to go inside. And her kid's going to accidentally go inside.
Roll up your window. Yep, she's got her gasoline.
Right. Again, there's a lot of like, a lot of key components. Like
this might get her fired. I want to show you something. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, that's how she killed her husband. I feel like you should start from inside and then go out with it, right?
Yeah, she should have walked
upstairs and then
yeah, she should have walked up the stairs and poured her way downstairs.
Right?
Also, dude, just don't stop. Like, you know that this house is haunted. You know that these things are thing. Like, they're getting duped by all these.
She's getting to see all the murders. Ugh.
That's why the kid's like nose is bleeding.
Sick.
All right, this can, this lady's poured about 50 gallons worth of gasoline.
Yeah.
From a, like.
Oh, right in the jugular.
Ugh.
Stab herself. I found the cemetery that Nicolas Cage purchased his like, crypt or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they have tours.
Oh,
it's the oldest cemetery in New Orleans.
Oh,
did you go to it while you were there?
No, I've only really driven through and then like hung out on in the French Quarter for like a hot minute and then.
Why is the kid in the house? He was specifically told to stay.
Well,
in
no,
the car.
The thing is, she knows that that's not him.
Oh,
because this. What do we do when we're scared? And it doesn't know how to answer because it doesn't. It's not really him.
It's the little goyle, the little ghoul.
Oh,
we murder.
Apparently. Bonnie's really good at that.
It's my death rattle. I've been practicing for years. For the big day, Michael. All right. They're counting. Who's going to light the match?
Yep.
A lot of blood in this version. She set that kid on fire. Well, they finally burned the house.
And then we'll see if she's going to go out to her car and like that what... Like her kid was really in the car.
There he is. For once in his life, he listened. And his mom is going to get in trouble for arson.
Nah. But now, like, all the firefighters are going to get doomed. Or would they?
All that kid does is sleep. Good grief.
That kid's a real dud. Is this one of those movies where they just like they wanted it to have more of a, like a happy ending, and then to
it's
do
the American
do,
way, Michael.
And then do that standard like
you always gotta have a damn happy
like
ending.
Where they make it feel like it's a happy ending, but then there's like a small little twist at the end that makes you feel like maybe it's not. Where she's gonna just hear a death rattle. This kid is a real dud.
And there we have it.
Yep. So now it's her house is the haunted house.
Oh. Oh.
I mean...
Well... Yeah. I was annoyed if it was going to be a happy ending, so here we go.
I don't know.
I mean, it had some things going for it.
It did, but I mean, the whole thing was just such a slow burn. Like the one.
You know what it reminded me of, Michael?
What, Bonnie?
How we eat. We have to have everything supersized, and that's what they did with this movie. They tried to supersize.
They tried to do way too much.
They added way too many characters and stories. We only needed the one.
Right, because that was like the problem with the... Watch it over there. That was the thing with the Japanese one. Remember like the weird like side story of the cop and his daughter and all that, where you're like, what? And then she's like haunted by the three other people.
It was
and
like,
it's like
two or three stories happening
right,
in that
like,
one.
We didn't really need that one per se. And then same with this one, where it was like, we don't need to see that they're like kind of like visited by like all of the grudge ghosts. Like, I feel like.
Yeah, one's enough.
Yeah. I get the idea that they like need to set up a pattern for the cops to discover. But maybe that's where like the problem is, where they need to come up with a better way of like not always having it being like these, like, you know what I mean? Like there's, because with the cops, they feel like they have to keep showing all the stories.
Discovered that one guy, he discovered the pattern right away. Cause remember he did all his research and he's like, right. I found this house in Japan randomly.
Right.
And all these people, and she was there. Like, couldn't they have just expanded upon that instead of adding in
the realtor
and his wife and the old lady and the husband?
It was, the whole thing was.
No chemistry, by the way, those two.
Oh, I know. Right, well, and that was the thing,
they're two strangers.
Like, right, yeah, the John Cho, it feels like they just kind of like knew they needed to put this actor in here somewhere. Like, they have these names and it's like, we have all these people, like, and they kind of shoehorn them all in. And that was just kind of weird. And then it was just, I feel like. It was just, again, trying to do too much. And then I was realizing it, like, in all the other ones, like, the grudge things were actually killing them. Where, like, this one didn't, like, it didn't really allude to that. Because, like, the John Cho was, like, taken, like, possessed, went home, killed his wife, and killed himself. It was just the mom, it was just literally the mom that killed her kid and the husband. And then after that, everyone else killed themselves. Right? Because it was the old lady killed her husband and then she jumped off a thing.
And she chopped off her fingers.
Right. Whereas, like, in the original one, it was, like, an obvious, like, they were drawn back into this house and then those, the
woman or the kid.
Right, yeah.
The woman did it, right?
The woman, yeah. The woman would do the creepy walk and then come down and then basically kill you.
Yeah.
Whereas in this one, it was, like, all they were really doing is just kind of, like, it feels like this American, like, thing of, like, when she went to go check on her kid, she's like, get out of the bed, and then all of a sudden the possession is more scary for all the Christians, it's just this weird, like, then all of a sudden the little kid comes running at her screaming but then disappears, and it's like, but what's the point of that, you know what I'm saying, like, with it, right, it's just like a scary thing for the audience, but it doesn't make any, like, story sense
in the movie.
Because based on the little boy
holding the cat.
Yeah, but, like, it was one of those, he was either
running,
he was either just, like, appearing in the background, and then the people didn't see him, but when he did, like, when you did see it, he actually did something to the person. So when they, like, came in face-to-face with the little kid, and he was the creepy thing, he would always, like, do something, and then they would have to, like, run away or something. So, like, whereas this lady was just standing in the doorway, the thing ran at her, and then, but it just immediately disappeared. So it was, like, again, what's the point? Yeah, exactly. So, I was hoping they would have fixed some of those.
I really liked how they had, I mean, they did kind of they separated the stories and they did have, like, a better grasp on timeline.
That was helpful. Yeah.
And I felt like it had a lot more action. But it's, like, American action.
It's way too
much. So it's going to be jump scares, lots of blood.
Right. And I don't know. I mean,
and
If it had boobs, it would be a 3.
Classic American horror is, like, possession, demons, that sort of thing. Because everyone's so high on the Jesus juice.
Yeah, not anymore, but.
Well, they're still out there, Michael.
If it had boobs, it would be
beating their Bibles and hollering on the street corners. I hear them.
Did you hear what I said, Bonnie? I said,
what?
Boobs, it would be a 3. No boobs, you know what? It's a 2.
If they would have shown Cho's.
Yeah, if you would have saw his little.
Cho.
His gong.
Gong? I don't know.
I think it was dumb.
I know.
I mean, my rigatortis is way better than that. Chose
chop suey? That's offensive. Chose Wong. Chopstick.
Chose Wong.
Chose chopstick.
Ew. Like, just a little pencil dick. A long, thin little needle dick.
Okay, anyways. So
a little shrimp. What do you give it? I said 2. If it had boobs, it'd be for the millionth time, Bonnie. Boobs, it would have been 3.
You know, I don't listen when you're 2. Talking.
It's a 2. It just didn't. It just fell so short of so many things. And then every time you're starting to get something, it just kept jumping to a different story. So it's a shame. They had all the opportunity.
To the moon, if you know what I mean.
Right. And it was just this faux fake, you know, because I'm sure a lot of audiences hated that they never officially burned down the house and. The originals, you know, because that was always the intent and, like, what would have happened.
Yeah. And then they finally did it
in this one.
Guess what?
And it's the classic horror movie ending.
Kill it.
Right.
Still alive.
2. Mm-hmm. Don't watch it, folks. I guess you can if you want to. I mean, it moves faster than some of the other ones, for sure.
I was getting real sleepy at the.
No, the original was definitely dragging.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I will say I was a little disappointed because there was no dramatic Japanese talking.
Michael, stop. We're done. Goodbye. Until next week.